Emergency center?
I'm sorry, I was looking for the police.
This is the police department. Do you have an emergency?
Well, I'm sorry, ma'am. No, I was just wanting to ask if there's been any incidents. My wife is missing. She was going to ESU campus.
Did you call back 342-1766, please?
342-1766?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Thank you.
Second call occurred at 1:16 a.m., 7/17/83.
Police department.
Yes, ma'am. My wife has been missing for a while. She was supposed to be at the ESU campus.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having the campus police check it out right now, but I'm kind of concerned if there's been any wrecks or incidents or anything like that.
What is her name?
Her name is Sandra Bird, B-I-R-D. She's in a,
Is
somebody talking?
That's our radio.
I'm sorry. She's driving a cream-colored Peugeot wagon.
Mm-hmm.
It's a French car, station wagon.
Mm-hmm.
She went to the ESU campus about 11:15 to do some quick work in the computer room, but she hadn't come back.
Okay, have you looked for the vehicle?
Yeah, well, I went over to the campus, yes, ma'am, and checked a couple other possibilities, and I asked the campus police to look around, and they're doing that now.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just checking to see if the, you know, police had some reports or something.
No, sir. What's your first name again?
Sandy Bird. B-I-R-D.
Okay, and a cream?
Cream-colored.
Okay.
The license number, let me think a second. LYB-2205 or 6, I don't know which one. 205 or 6.
Okay, so we haven't had any accidents with that vehicle or with Sandy.
Okay, well, what should I do?
Well, you might try calling the sheriff's office. That's a possibility. I would suggest that you call some of her friends and, see if you can run down who else might have been where she was on campus. Why don't you call the sheriff's office and...
I'm waiting for the campus police to call me back because they were going to send a guy into the building to look.
Good, okay. Well, if that doesn't pan out, if you still can't find her after doing all that, call us back and we'll see if we can't have our officers look for her, too.
Okay.
Okay, do you have the number to the sheriff's office?
Well, let me write that down. Okay,
342-5545.
Okay, thank you very much.
Uh-huh.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Third call occurred at 2:30 a.m., 7/17/83.
Police department.
Yes, ma'am. This is Tom Bird. I called earlier. About my wife.
Mm-hmm.
She's missing and she's still gone. And it's been really quite a long time. I called the sheriff and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not like her to be gone and not call.
Mm-hmm.
It's just really, really out of the ordinary. And generally concerned that I'm just sitting here, so I just had to check in again.
Okay. Did campus security call you back?
Yes, ma'am. There was no sign. They're still looking for
her.
I just want you to know she hadn't come in, so she's still missing.
Okay.
If officers could be, notified.
Mr. Bird, did I look for your car out there?
Yes.
You got back there?
Yes, I did.
Okay, and did you call the sheriff's office?
Yes.
Okay, did you call any of her friends?
No, I couldn't really think of who she'd be with. If she was with him, she'd call in.
Uh-huh.
She'd call me and tell me.
Okay, you said it was 11 o'clock, but she headed for campus.
About 11:15. But she really wasn't planning on being there right now.
Mm-hmm. Can you hold for a moment, sir?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Bird?
Yes.
I would like to send an officer to talk to you about it, okay?
Okay, anything, whatever can help.
Pardon?
Whatever can help, yes.
Okay, well, your wife, Sandy, hasn't been gone long enough for a missing persons case.
How long does that have to be?
It has to be quite a few hours, but...
Well, okay.
For a case, but in an instance like this, since it is an unusual situation, if she's around town, we will still look for her. Can you hold for a moment?
Mm-hmm.
528.
99.
Turns on a 77 Ford Subaru to Gerald Stewart, Jr., 2509 Montezuma Court.
443-1480.
Oh, okay, sir. We'll have an officer come and talk to you about it.
Very good. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The fourth call occurred at 3:18 a.m., 717-83, and was made by an Emporia police dispatcher to Mr. Tom Bird.
Hello,
Mr. Bird. This is the police department.
Yes, ma'am.
So far, we haven't been able to send an officer over there. Has Sandy returned yet?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Have you done any more calling or checking?
No.
Okay. I just wanted to let you know that we haven't forgotten about you.
Okay.
I'm still waiting for a break in the, in the Friday night police work to be able to send an officer to speak with you. Friday night and Saturday night
here gets a little bit busy. I'm a pastor at the Lutheran Church here. I have worship services in the morning.
Uh-huh.
Sundays are pretty busy.
Yes, I understand that.
I'm really scared.
I can understand that you would be. I will certainly send an officer as soon as I can. I'm hoping now that we'll get a break and I'll be able to do that very soon.
I guess there's nothing that we can do anyway.
Well, yes, It has been quite a long time. We will have our officers look for Sandy.
Yes, good.
And just as soon as I can get an officer over there to you, I will.
Okay.
I'm hoping it'll be real soon now.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
The fifth call was recorded at 7:46 a.m., 7:17:83.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I called last night concerning my wife who's missing, and she's still missing, and I called about, I don't know what time it was. Were you on duty then?
No, I sure wasn't.
Okay, is there any news concerning Sandy Bird, B-I-R-D?
I haven't heard anything. Did an officer come and talk to you or anything?
Yes, ma'am. The officer came 3 or 4 in the morning. He said it wasn't long enough to report it missing to call back in the morning.
Did he give you like 3 hours limit or something like that?
Yeah, he said call back around 8.
Okay, let me check, all right?
Yes, ma'am.
Sir?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll have an officer come down again, okay? Can you hold on, please?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably on the log, and one of the officers took off with my log, so I can't even find it. So, but normally what we'll do is just have to come back in.
Okay.
10:05 Henry. 10:05 Henry. And your phone number?
343-1480.
Okay. We'll have an officer come by, all right?
Ma'am, thank you.
Make a call, all right?
Thank you.
Bye.
Henry.